This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. A Flagstaff geneticist has discovered the molecular fingerprint of a deadly strain of anthrax stockpiled during the Cold War in the then Soviet Union. Using new DNA sequencing, Paul Keim's team has pieced together more information about an anthrax leak in 1979. It killed dozens of people and animals in the city of Sverdlovsk. Keim used preserved tissue samples from some of the victims to determine the strain.
So now we have the whole genome of the strain that the Soviets were using in their weapons program. We can go and look at all the genes. We can look for evidence that they'd been genetically manipulating those strains, whether they were drug resistant or they had produced what's called a vaccine beater, a vaccine buster strain, and we could look for the signatures in the DNA of that. And what we found was is their production strain and what appears to be their weapon strain was actually something that was very close to what we would see in nature.
Keim says the new sequencing technology means scientists can determine whether future outbreaks came from the leftover Soviet anthrax or from some other source.
We now have a DNA fingerprint based upon the whole genome of the Soviet weapon strain. And so if that would suddenly show up in an anthrax outbreak, we'd be able to say this is man-made, not just a natural outbreak. And we would actually then have the ability to trace that back to different sources. In other words, who has that strain?
The new research could help determine if an anthrax outbreak is actually a criminal event. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.